You're listening to White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and I am incredibly excited to be talking to a member of this band. I'll give you a hint as to who they are. Their first album, The Beautiful Letdown, took the world by storm. I mean, this thing was huge when I was in high school, with songs like Dare You to Move and Meant to Live. They've gone on to become absolute rock classics now. Their latest album is Vices Versus, and they're on their way to Australia for Soundwave 2012. They are, of course, Switchfoot, and joining me on the line is John Foreman. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be on the show.
Oh, we're very glad to have you. Now, John, fans of the band would know what the name Switchfoot comes from. It's a surfing term, right?
That's right.
But why did you feel that a surfing term was appropriate for your band?
Well, we all grew up surfing in San Diego, and we admire Australia because most of your cities are near the coast, but America's not that way. So it was kind of a way for us to take a little bit of the coastline with us when we went inland.
So when you get here to Australia, do you think you'll be doing a fair amount of surfing if you get any time?
We love it. We brought boards this time. Yeah, we love surfing. I mean, I feel like for me to get in the water, it kind of cleanses everything out, you know, reminds me about who I am, and you can be halfway around the world and still feel like it's home.
So what beaches can the ladies find you half naked and paddling in?
Well, usually I surf with some form of clothing on, but I really like Snapper Rocks. We're here in Brisbane today, and all through there, Green Mountain, and that whole stretch is just amazing. So I don't know if we're going to be able to find time to head over there or not, but we love it down there.
Oh, you guys are in a rock band, as if you won't be able to find time. Everyone has to get out of their way so you guys can do what you want. I assume that's how it works, yes?
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's sometimes it goes down like that.
Well, let's hope it does for you guys in this case. Now, John, your first album, as I mentioned, was The Beautiful Letdown, and it was an instant success. It's gone on to sell something like almost 3 million copies. Did you guys have any sort of idea that it would get this big? Were you making it and thinking, yeah, this is going to kick ass, or were you just making an album?
You know, you never know what people are going to gravitate towards. You know, you write songs that you feel are honest and the ones that you love and mean the most to you, you put on a record. And from there, you really have no idea what people are going to latch on to. I'm really thankful that people have found our music to be meaningful to them, and you know that it can be kind of a shared story, but that's something that you have no control of.
Your latest album is Vices Versus. How much has the band style changed between this album and your first album?
Well, you know, I think it's just like anyone, where as you go through life, you know, you learn, you travel the world, you have a different understanding of who you are and your place in the world, and the same with music, you know. So every record, I feel like there's quite a bit of change. And for us, it's actually our seventh record as a band. Is that right? Seven records?
I think seven's right. Wikipedia says seven, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Might even be eight. I don't even know at this point.
It's good to see that you know.
Yeah, so, you know, it's one of those things where you obviously forget what's behind, and you just, you know, we're so excited about the present.
Well, what about the future? Are you guys working on a new album or anything new at all?
Actually, yeah, we're filming a movie right now called Fading West.
Oh, nice. Tell us about it.
It's basically the story of a rock band traveling around the world, surfing and enjoying each other and trying to figure out why they do what they do and how to do it better. It's amazing the fact that we get to do something that means a lot to us and we really enjoy it. Yeah, that's the next on the agenda, is scoring our own film.
John, what's been your best or worst moment in the band so far?
Best or worst? Man, we've had a lot of really amazing moments. Got to win a Grammy, got to open for the Foo Fighters, you know, things that mean a lot to me. Even for the Grammy, I remember walking off stage and thinking, you know, this is not nearly as enjoyable as just playing rock and roll, you know. That was an amazing realization, the idea that even an award like the Grammy is actually not as good as just playing music, you know. So I love what I do. I've had a few mishaps on stage. I have thought that I was wearing button flies and actually been wearing the zipper in the form of pantaloons, and walked out on stage many, many times with my fly down. And that's something I should learn over these many years we've been doing it, but lessons are hard learned.
Just go out in track pants or pajamas even. Then you don't have to worry about either. You just pull them on and you're comfortable as. And
come on. Velcro fly.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. That's you should pitch that to NASA.
I'm ready.
Sweet. Now, John, you're in the band with your brother Tim. Honestly, do you guys get along or do you bitch and moan and fight all the time?
I fight best with my brother out of anyone in the band, but we get along. It's not like spoiled children arguing. I think for us, you know, we're very passionate about the music and we've got different ideas of how to best achieve that. But I think the moment you realize that you're both after the same thing, different roads to try and get there, then you can work out your differences, you know. Yeah, we've been at it long enough to try and find good ways to fight. And I think that's the only way you can be a band is find out how to fight and figure that out. And then everything else, you know, it's not like you're not going to fight, but you at least fight fair.
Is it easy to fight with a member of the family?
Oh, yeah. Who do you fight best with? It's people you love the best. So, unfortunately, I fight really good with my brother.
Well, I'm sure deep down he loves it. So, John, Switchfoot will be coming out to Australia. Well, you're in Australia now. You're in Queensland for Soundwave. Out of all the acts who will be playing, why should people come and see Switchfoot on stage?
Oh, man. Good old-fashioned, sweaty American rock and roll. And, you know, we're passionate about these songs, and we hope to come and sing along with us.
Well, you know what, John? If you guys are going to be sweaty and passionate, that sounds a bit awkward, but I'm going to be there to make sure that you are. John, thank you so much for being on our show, and have fun at Soundwave.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
I will.